that I knew that was going to happen. That happens every once in a while. And I think that's just the perfect way to start the show when Kyle's back in the office after 3 days. It just threw me off. I'm not used to seeing you there. It's Friday, April 12th. Today we're talking about CarMax recalibration, Ford starting to ship Rangers and nine-figure dudes. I want to be a nine-figure dude.
I'll take a nine-figure dude.
I'm gonna be a nine-figure dude. Actually, being a nine-figure dude in the way we're going to talk about at the end of the show, in my opinion, may be the best job in the world. We'll talk about it. I love the auto industry. I love the auto industry so much. But I think you'd be few and far between not to, perhaps trade for a month.
We try. Look, we're trying to get a little bit out.
I know. We're trying to harness our inner nine-figure dude. And maybe one day, if you count the decimal points.
That's the new name of our company, inner nine-figure
dude. Nine-figure dudes. Yeah. Welcome back to the office. How does it feel to, wake up and be in your studio?
Well, look, it's not even just about waking up. As you know, it is about sleeping in your bed, right? That is the real thing. But there's a certain zen about just being in your environment, knowing where you're sitting, knowing the mic's gonna work.
Nice.
You know,
it's very happy. Our producer Nathan just gave us a show note. Said it sounds like we were saying nine finger dudes. Like I only have nine fingers, but we're saying figure, figure, as in money, cash. I don't think it'd be cool to be a nine finger dude. That would probably be a little bit challenging.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's good. Well, it's good that you're home. You just got I was so jealous because you, every time I looked on LinkedIn and saw the Kane families and friends, I was like, Kyle's there with all these people.
You got to go last year. I got to go this year. I didn't get to go last year.
Special.
So Paul Folletti, he's the CEO of NCM, and he came up to me and he said, "What about this event makes it special?" And I said, it's actually that when you come to this event, everybody assumes the posture of David, right? So
absolutely
humble, smiley, a caring posture, even if you maybe don't see that posture from some of these people that you see in
normally
all the time at other events.
Yeah.
They assume that posture for the event. And it is,
gosh, that's so true. Dude, that's wild. True of any event. You think of a wedding, even you go to a wedding and if the bride and groom are reserved and sitting down, the whole wedding's reserved and sitting down. Even though some people are like, can we just dance? Right. If the bride and groom are out there doing it, even people that wouldn't usually be out there dancing on the floor are out there on the floor. That's a great insight.
It made me think. I was like, what is the posture that people are assuming when they come to a SotoCon?
The shoe fits. If you were at a SotoCon last year or the year before, you understand our general posture and the posture of the whole Soto team is happy, welcoming, open-handed, right? I'm not trying to give us all these compliments, but these are the things that we aspire to. And I think a SotoCon reflects that. So if you want to, you can't go to Kane Families and Friends. You missed that one, but you didn't miss the SotoCon, right? Coming up in 32 days from now, May 15th and 16th, and a little on 17th, a little on the 14th, kind of sandwich it in there. We have an insane lineup. We're selling a lot of dealer tickets now because you know why? Because we're close to 30 days.
It's a 30-day cycle.
Anybody, the next month doesn't exist. The only thing that exists is this 30-day cycle. And so I was funny. We sold one dealer ticket last night. I wake up in the morning and we have all alerts set up, and it was a fixed ops director for a corporate group, a corporate fixed ops director, bought that ticket at 3:23 a.m.
Come on, now
that person be working, and what was on their mind at 3:23 a.m. A SotoCon.
SotoCon.
It made me so happy. So we hope that you will check out SotoCon.com. Our presenting sponsor is Reynolds & Reynolds Goobagoo Collab, co-presenting sponsor. They've just done a great job helping us make this whole event possible. Nothing but love for them. Hope you get to meet some of their great people at the event. They surely will be there along with a number of other great industry partners. You go to the site and see some of them. See the 60 plus speakers and dealers who are going to be there. Maryland Auto Dealer Association having their meeting. WOCAN is having their special breakfast meetup. I'm bringing my personal therapist for a parenting session one morning. I mean, it's the whole thing. You can go home, run a better store, make more money, be a better parent, have all the smile. And it's not the reason people come, but dude, we give out really great swag at a SotaCon.
Oh, that's, that is fast.
I mean, really great swag.
We'll talk about all the
swag. Yeah, yeah. All right, we got to tell some stories because we're going to jump into David Long's
stories, Paul.
All Things Used Card Room here. We're talking about CarMax today. So they're facing significant headwinds among high interest rates and fewer cars purchased directly from consumers. They reported a marginal increase in year-over-year sales for Q4. Well, their Q4. But it underperformed analyst expectations. Net income, though, for the quarter fell 27% when analysts were expecting a 13% drop. So, we're expecting an 8.4% increase. Major difference. Whoa. Their shares were down 13% on the news. They're still about 10% down as of right now. Saying high interest rates deterring buyers back to affordability, shortage of used cars now that new cars are coming back in full availability. They don't see that shifting until 2025, maybe. They did originally have a plan to hit 2 million cars by 2026, and now they've punted that sucker all the way out to 2030 or beyond.
Wow.
Yep, a CarMax executive said affordability will be the key driver of our future success.
This is where I see, like, Brian Kramer over in a corner, like, like, he's like, Sue. And now the dealers are buying the cars from customers, yes, right? Like, he's all excited about that. I think there's a reality probably to that in some particular markets where dealers have looked at the model and said, hey, I'm going to go after that. And so they're buying more of these used cars off the street because they haven't, because CarMax hasn't bought that many, as many cars directly from customers. You know, we all know. It kind of surprises me that analysts were saying that they were going to see an 8.4% increase in net income, because everybody knew margin compression was coming and that was going to serve its way all the way to the used cars.
That's interesting. How does that?
I can't imagine being a solely used car dealer right now and not having a plan for profitability that's different than it was the last 2 years.
Well, speaking of a plan for profitability,
Segway time.
So Ford has announced it will finally be shipping 144,000 redesigned F-150 and Ranger pickup trucks to North American dealers following a quality assurance delay. We remember they stopped shipments of these vehicles. Yep. They're resuming the F-150 Lightnings. And on the Lightnings, they're issuing some price cuts of almost $6,000 in some cases. This is really rolling back some price increases that happened. Yep. The stop was initially initiated due to past warranty costs, and they're being very cautious that they don't walk themselves into another situation. And we're talking like $4.8 billion in 2023. So they said they detected some electrical issues. They stopped shipments. They fixed the issues, avoided the warranty thing. So a little patience might just pay off in the profitability line. So they want to meet their 2024 pre-tax profit goal of $10 to $12 billion. And Ford engineers emphasized our proactive quality checks ensure only the best for our customers.
Can a guy say OEMs need wholesales? Can a guy say that?
They do.
You know what I mean?
They do.
Yeah, they absolutely do. It's going to be interesting what 144,000 trucks over a very short timeline pushed into the market actually does to the market. Mm-hmm. You know, hey.
Well, the Rangers too. Like, the Rangers not like not a super...
right.
It's a strong segment. I think, like, coming back, the mid-sized truck, small to mid-sized truck segment. So I wonder what that's going to take sales from. You have to I mean, probably a little from full-size trucks for the people who don't need all the juice. And then probably some people who are in that, like, mid-sized SUV that are like, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe a pickup bed would be
There's
nice.
There's a few other pickup trucks in that range.
You know, you get the Nissan. What is that? I'm
having a hard time. The Frontier. Yep.
Yep. And Tacoma.
Sorry, Tacoma.
Yeah. So... Ford. Good job, Ford. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just good job, Ford. It sounds like a good thing. Speaking of good job.
Segway.
This made me happy and sad at the same time.
Just got snaps and claps for this one. So the $100 million trick shot now that Dude Perfect has put up there. They are a YouTube sensation that has expanded and grown since their very first trick shot in 2009. Has secured a $100 million or at least $100 million investment into the expansion of their empire, growing empire, both on YouTube, and they're going to push into other media properties. Part of the investment is meant to go toward their massive new facility that has like a three-story trick shot thing, a full-on mini golf course, One day we're going there, Paul.
Absolutely. So
other initiatives that they're working on is an international tour, a new streaming app. They've got their 30 for 30 ESPN documentary premiering on April 25th.
Dallas Film Festival. They're going to produce. They're running the world right now.
Yeah, so they're known for their faith-based mission and philanthropic efforts. Their focus is to serve families with the most trusted entertainment on earth. Dude Perfect member Cody Cotton said, "This partnership will help us transform digital experiences into tangible ones for families."
I love what they call the most trusted entertainment on earth. I don't know who doesn't love watching a great trick shot. And they're just good guys. Right. If you watch the content, I mean, sometimes they yell a little bit too much for me, like, and get a little grating. Right. My kids love it. It's constantly like when a new video drops, my kids are on. They've just been good guys that have made it from the beginning. They've become very savvy business people, which we're seeing from a lot of YouTube creators. I also think we're seeing some of this in the automotive space as some YouTube and social media creators are now finding ways to monetize their content they make for salespeople, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's hard not to love these guys. We'll meet them one day. We'll show them our lame trick shot compared to their trick shots. And we'll keep, you know, I've had one trick shot in mind that I really want to try to execute once, because I worked in service. I worked with wheels, and having a car on a rack and then bouncing the wheel off the ground and having it land on the car. Like land right on the lug nuts.
Now that would be,
that's a hard trick shot, but I mean, they've done some hard trick shots. Just so.
Why not? I mean, if you got the time.
Well, I don't.
We got the cars.
I don't. You know? But maybe one day I will, and that's what we'll do. We'll do automotive-related trick shots. Hey, whatever you're doing today on Friday, we hope you really lean into what you're doing, your job, your vocation, your mission, your purpose, serve some people, sell some cars, go buy tickets to a SoDaCon.